Take a deep breath. Make yourself comfortable where you are sitting. Take a slow, conscious breath. Connecting yourself more with this space where you are. In this land that is new for many of you, in this land that you feel you were called to for this journey, from your soul to be here together with other souls, allowing yourself to feel more of the sacredness of this place that will amplify more of the sacredness of yourself from your divinity into your heart, into that center that represents all that is. Your magnificence, your beauty, your light, your vibrance. Breathe and relax even more. Open yourself even more to whatever is installed for you from this moment on, through the steps you're going to take in Gaia, to the insight that you're going to have in certain places, to synchronicities that will open your heart, to anything in trust, in love, in joy, in the belief of yourself and your journey on the earth of the soul, and the gifts that you are open to receive from this journey and beyond. Simply be more open, more allowing, and more soft and loving for yourself and for those around you on this journey. No Kryon journey is ever the same, especially in a new land that he never guided a group like this before. So expect revelations and even maybe some controversial things. And the connection that you have, but most of all, that you have for yourself and what comes up for yourself in this journey. So set the stage this morning in our first meeting for yourself, energetically, for a strong connection with Spirit, with God, with the divine, feeling loved, feeling safe, feeling strong in your heart and body to do this journey. We're all supporting each other for the next almost 2 weeks. Breathe. This moment and beyond, there is nothing really to do but to be, and to be open and allow yourself to be loved and know that you are cared for. And anything that arises for you is already resolved. It is in the quantum field.
We find ourselves sitting on land known as the Land of Fire and Ice. This is also known today as Iceland. And I want to take you on a journey to connect with the energy of Iceland before we even step outside for our first excursion together. So I want you to visualize with me taking this journey. You are stepping outside onto cold, hard, crunchy snow. You are dressed warmly. And you look around, and the landscape is glistening like diamonds with all the frozen memories of water held around you. And you start walking along this plateau. You feel the fresh, cool breeze on your cheeks. You breathe deeply and you inhale the purity of the air that is around you. As you continue walking, feeling the powdery crunch of snow beneath your boots, you begin to see a glimmering light. And as you head closer to this light, you feel yourself being magnetically pulled to that area. As you stand before this light, you make a declaration. I am here as a descendant of the Star Mothers. I come with pure intent. And immediately, a portal begins to open and you step inside. As you step inside, it becomes a darkened cave. And within this darkened cave, you realize that the heavy clothing you were wearing has vanished, and that instead of boots, you now stand barefoot. And to your surprise, the smooth black rocks are heated and you feel the warmth of the heat of the earth traveling up through your body, through your bare feet. And as you are here, you again make your declaration. I am here as a descendant of the Star Mothers. I come with pure intent. And immediately, a staircase descending down into the cave appears before you. And there are enough lights that you can see your way down. Slowly, you descend on the black, warm rocks that make up the staircase. As you get to the bottom of the staircase, you once again make your statement. I am a descendant of the Star Mothers, and I am here with pure intent. And immediately, an opening to your left becomes apparent. And as you step inside, to your surprise, it is filled with green moss and flowing waterfalls. You make your way across the soft moss and find a place that is very comfortable, very soft, very smooth, and you allow yourself to be wrapped in an embrace from the soft, smooth moss that encompasses you. And in this moment, you begin to see dancing, glimmering lights all around you. What are those dancing, glimmering lights? Could this be the hidden people? They are indeed the elementals of Iceland, and they have been waiting for you. And with your pure intent, you now allow the merging of your consciousness with the consciousness of those elementals that are here in support of you. They have known that you were coming. They have been expecting you. They know that when you leave this special place, they will be traveling with you. They will accompany you on this journey. They will be one of your guides. You may talk to them. You may ask them questions. You may get them to help make things more comfortable for you in this journey. And now, with your new set of friends by your side, you slowly walk across the moss. You walk outside onto the staircase of the black rocks that are warm. And as you slowly make your way up the staircase, you notice that there is another doorway, another opening to a portal. And as you stand there and declare, "I am a descendant of the Star Mothers. I am here with pure intent," the portal opens, and inside you step and see the outline of a beautiful, glimmering, shining dragon. And this dragon connects with you in a very deep way. This dragon energy has been lying dormant, waiting for your awakening. And with your awakening, the energy of the dragon can now rise. Could this dragon be a metaphor for the energy of the Star Mothers who never left the Earth? They have remained in this planet in a non-corporeal consciousness. And throughout the grids of the Earth, they are here, ready in support of what you choose to do. And so with this new awareness, you now carry with you your elemental guides from Iceland and the awakened dragon that was lying here dormant. And you continue on the passage of the black, smooth rock staircase. And you slowly step back outside. You take a deep breath and know that the beginning of this next stage of your journey will be filled with magic and enchantment, with guides and helpers to help you along your way.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those who have just tuned in, and there are many, we sit in front of a group that is about to tour, about to see a magical place like no other, one of the places on the planet which has a very different kind of energy throughout the island. And we're going to speak of this a lot more. This is Iceland. At the same time that this is happening, the planet seems to be shutting down. I will address the virus today. I will give you things to think about. I want to give you some history. I want to tell you some things perhaps you didn't expect to hear. But for the Iceland experience and those who sit in the chairs, I'll tell you something. whereas there are other lands that have special energies that imbue from the dirt of the earth, from Gaia itself, this one is different. Those who live here will tell you that the land doesn't simply have energy, it has personalities. When you go to the big island of Hawaii, you speak of Pele. You talk about that which is an energy with a personality. Some will say, well, it's mythology. Others will say, it's more than that. Those who have been there and born there will say, it's a lot more than that. It is the same here, except that it's amplified over and over. For the various areas can be named, if you wish. They will speak in different languages, if you wish. Sometimes they have stories about speaking to one another. The glaciers, the mountains, the fjords, the land that you walk on may speak to you as a personality, not just an energy. That is different. It's an island. It is not therefore connected in any way with any other part of the planet that would influence the separateness of the personalities that you'll meet. For those of you who are sensitive, you'll know it. For those of you who are not, you'll suspect it. For you'll feel a soothing difference. Even that which is majestic and hot and steaming will have a beautiful message about why they are there, and a greeting for the human who looks upon them. I wish to speak now about the times. This is surprising to many, how this planet now is going through something that people didn't expect. If you followed my work, you'll remember that 2012 was a cycle. The end of one, the beginning of another. This is not cryon information. This comes from the majority of the indigenous of the planet. For together there was a consensus in the cosmology of so many indigenous that the precession of the equinoxes, that which is 2012, is the beginning of a new cycle for Earth. That is why I am here to give the messages at all, to guide you through the changes. And what have we told you about the changes? We have said dramatic. We've said watch for the wild cards. Have you seen any? We've said that things will not stay the same, and they don't, and they haven't, and they're not. We'll speak again in a moment of what is taking place on the planet right now, gripping so many in fear. But first, there are those who had said, wait a minute, Cryon, you have talked about the influence of a consciousness that starts to evolve, an awakening consciousness that makes the planet a better place. How does this all fit in to what's happening today? Hardly does it seem that it's a better place at the moment. We have told you before, dear ones, that in this time of shift and change, there's going to be energy you've never seen before of revelation. That you will see things that were always there, but now you will see them for the first time in all their ugliness and all their darkness. And most of the things that you will see is low consciousness and things that were always there that have to now be taken away or exposed into the light. Some of you so aware of a society that now starts to see the things that they never, ever thought would be exposed to the light in this way. things such as the Me Too movement, where many awaken and say, we knew that darkness was there, but it happened to me. And others would say, and to me. And others would say, and to me. And for the first time, you realize that there is no fear over that which might happen to you, because so many are seeing the same thing. What is happening today is completely and totally the actions of men. Humans have created what is taking place. This is not something that Gaia is responsible for. What you're seeing is revelation. Now, wait a moment while I give you some history that may not seem relevant, but I want to give it to you anyway. And when I'm done, there will be those who will roll their eyes and shake their heads and say, I don't think so, Cryon. And I will say to them, wait a little while. I told you early on that this planet was going to have revelations to start cleaning itself up with a higher consciousness humanity, which starts to awaken with inventions and ideas that will create a better life for humanity. I told you long ago that the way you should make electricity on this planet is geothermal. All of the electricity, where you stand, where you sit, in this tour, in these days, is geothermal. Some have said, well, that's easy, because it's a volcano nation, so of course they use geothermal. And I said to you, yes, but the entire planet, all they have to do is dig far enough, and you'll get the heat. You'll make the steam. And yet the planet chose instead to use the most expensive and dangerous steam engine in the world called nuclear. When a child first burns its hand, it never burns it again. There are engrams that etch onto that which is called synapse, which keeps that child from ever touching something hot again. You would think, would you not, that this would also apply to that which you call instinct from humanity, civilization to civilization, and they understand once they burn their hand, they would not do it again. And yet, that has not happened. For war has always been that which is a dysfunction which has solved nothing. And yet war has been with you over and over and over and over. We told you that 2012 starts an awakening of regular humans and regular leadership that starts to understand that that is dysfunctional and that an evolved consciousness will not allow that to happen again. I want to talk about a hand burning that occurred, a metaphor, in 1986. It was called Chernobyl. And just briefly, dear ones, I give you this history because it's repeating itself in another way right now, this hour, as you sit. When the nuclear plant exploded at Chernobyl, it was a shock. For nuclear plants are not supposed to explode. Indeed, it was discovered later there was a flaw in the design. And this flaw was repeated over and over in other reactors in that land. None of them exploded, but the flaw was there, ready to have a repeat performance of Chernobyl. Chernobyl was not covered with a shell, because that which was the leadership and the government was an oppressive one, one that did things inexpensively, one that even was afraid of itself, always in denial and filled with fear. When it exploded, even those who were there denied the explosion. This was ingrained in this kind of government for half a century. You don't say what you see, you say what you're told. And so what took place next was a shock to all. Denial, denial. It took almost 200,000 people to clean up the mess. And it's not cleaned up, and won't be, for more than 4,000 years. The most dangerous steam engine in the world. Lives had to be lost before the government would acknowledge that which was obvious and correct the nuclear reactors that had the flaw. But still, they're not covered. These are the things we wish to speak of that we told you are changing. We told you that now the elegance of magnetics will start to show itself in a way that should have showed itself 1,000 years ago, that you can have very strong magnets that push and pull against one another to turn wheels, to make camshafts go up and down, to make electricity forever without using any resource, not even the heat of the earth, that they could be sealed up and crank for years and years, and the only thing that would wear out would simply be the metal itself. That is the new magnetics of electricity, of engines. People would say, well, when is that happening? And we told you just recently, it's happening now. This has also been repeated in 2011 in Japan, where they realized that no matter how safe they could make it, Gaia can make a difference. An earthquake, a tsunami, and this again was a reactor which has gone wild. The most dangerous thing you can do. Magnetics is going to replace these. It's going to happen soon. It is starting now. And this is the evolution that I spoke of. I want to tell you about a quotation from the prime minister or president or whatever you wish to call the one in charge of the country that had Chernobyl. It was the Soviet Union. Gorbachev made a statement. He said that Chernobyl was the catalyst for the fall of the Soviet Union. Because when the people saw the deceit, when they saw that which is the lies and the fear, collectively, it could not sustain itself anymore. It was out of the bag. It was seen by millions. I would like to tell you something about the virus. Right now, which is causing so much trouble, so much fear, so much worry. There are viruses in nature, bacteria in nature, that stays with nature. The trees would have it, the animals would have it, and they don't apply to humans. Humans have their own set of viruses and bacteria that you work with as humans on the planet you deal with. But occasionally, there'll be a crossover from the animals to the humans, or sometimes even the plants to the humans. But it only happens because of human action. It never happens naturally. The virus you have did not happen naturally. In the 1800s, you had the Black Death, the plague, traced back, of course, to the fleas that were on the rats, and the rats which were living with the humans in unsanitary conditions, with humans placed back to back with other humans, even before you knew about washing your hands and germs, you know what happened. Today is not the plague. Today, it's the flu. But it has the same attributes of having been caused by human action. What I'm going to say next is controversial. I will say a phrase many times. A virus is not political. A virus does what it does naturally. And if you want to see a story that is told, all you have to do carefully is to see where the virus goes and where it came from. You are told that the virus occurred by itself. It did not. The virus comes from a bat. That was studied in the most high-end, high-class virology laboratory in China, Wuhan. It was there. They acknowledge it was there. It's part of the study. It's the derivative of SARS. That is where the virus came from, dear ones. And yet you're told that it didn't. Somehow it magically appeared in the area, not from the laboratory. But what happened next is so similar to Chernobyl. It's a hand burn that you should see and know about. Those who affected in the area were a civilization that lives together, 5, 6 in a room, who doesn't practice the same kind of health issues that you do, in the same ways that you do. And of course, they were infected immediately. And they started dying because they did not have the protection that so many of you do in your societies. And what the government said is, you're not dying. Pay no attention to the bodies that you see on the street. That didn't last long. That area lost as many human beings, tragically, sorrowfully, as the United States lost in 9/11. And the government denied it, and they were afraid to admit it, and they said, well, it didn't come from here, and they kept dying and dying. Finally, there was no way that they could halt that which was known by the news, by others who reported it, and it got out. And even today, the scientists will tell you, and the governments will tell you, well, it did not come from the laboratory. Pretend you have a city with a giant smokestack. One day you wake up and there's smoke everywhere. And you're told, well, there may be smoke here, but of course it didn't come from the smokestack. And that is exactly what they're saying. It came from the lab. Accidentally, it was released for some of the same reasons that the government that sponsored Chernobyl had flaws. And this will be known, and this will be seen, and history will show it. And so what has taken place today, with all of the finger pointing, has to do with human action, carelessness, deceit, and fear. Dear ones, it will be contained. It will be solved. And the hand burning, if you want to say that, of this planet will be remembered. Oh, but there's more. Follow the virus. There is a secret I am not going to reveal, for the secret is to be revealed by the whistleblowers, by those who will know things in the years to come or sooner. It will cause a revelation. And when it does, dear ones, there are perhaps two governments that may fall or change dramatically, because their people will see, finally, the repression, the fear, the lack of openness, and start to change those things on earth that you thought would never be changed because of this virus. There is a big secret. A hint for you is this. A virus is not political. A virus doesn't lie. If you follow the infection schedule at the very beginning, you will find that besides China, there was one other country far, far away that immediately was infected with hundreds, even the top echelon. Go find it. Is there a connection? Is there a follow the dots? A virus is not political. And there is something bigger even than you think that was brewing here. And when it is revealed and the secrets are known, the governments who are responsible may very well not survive. This is the tip of the iceberg for planetary change, and it has nothing to do with health, but everything to do with consciousness shift on the planet. You will get through this, dear ones, and it will be contained, dear ones, and you'll remember it, and you'll never want this to happen again. And when you find out how it truly happened, that's when things will change. You sit in a great and beautiful place, the ones in this room I'm talking to, for the next few days, a time to relax, a time to see the beauties and the personalities that are within the waters and within the geysers and within the mountains, the volcanoes, the glaciers, and the waterfalls. They all have names, not the names that humans have given them. And if you could hear them, they will talk to you. And they'll say, "This is a beautiful earth, dear human being. Welcome to the beauty of the future." Go from this place wiser, changed, and aware that this planet is starting to work in your favor. Two steps forward, one step back. You're in the step back right now. It will get better. And so it is.